All right, well, that was recorded brilliantly a few weeks back at our Pearl Street studios on a different radio show than mine. The song was called Harp and Fiddle. It's by the Hatties. And the Hatties are in studio with me right now. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Thanks for taking the time. Your second time at our Pearl Street studios. Before, somebody nabbed you, and it was Radio Neighboring, right?
Yes.
Right.
And that was one of the weekend shows that we have. But, hey, that sounded pretty damn good to me.
Yeah. Nice.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, that was fun to come on and play live.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah.
Wasn't it, though? Well, you're back.
Yes.
And for good reason. Not just to talk to me this afternoon, but, you know, I guess shortly after 5 p.m., we're going to go down to the Wine Gallery Pearl Street Sessions. We do it every other Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you had inquired, you know, how do we get on the bill for Pearl Street Sessions? Well, you're here.
Yeah. Well, we actually, we're friends with the owner. And
oh, really? Is that Chris?
Chris,
And Chris is cool.
And
hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris. His wife, Heather, our daughters go to the same preschool, so they kept telling us about the Pearl Street Session. They said, you guys really need to play on it. And we're like, all right, so we'll find a date. So.
And we're always looking for a reason to go to the wine gallery.
Yeah.
It's a cool place to hang,
And we know a lot of winos who will probably be there, too.
Probably so. Okay, so the Hatties.
Ourselves included.
This musical project has been going on for how long?
Oh, my gosh.
We've been playing music together a long time. Justin and I have been we've been married since 2006, and music was going on well before that, so I don't know, I guess you put us in the 15-year realm of playing together, and you know, taking on different forms. We've played in bands together, we've you know, taken
even before like you guys started dating, were you guys playing music type of thing?
Together?
Yeah.
I've been playing the violin for over 20 years, and Ryan guitar.
She's been brought up classically trained musician, and I kind of grew up in punk rock bands and like bands and stuff, and
really?
so like we kind of merged.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Again, the Hatties in studio, member supported KX93.5. They'll be performing. And we're going to pump the audio over the airwaves tonight at Pearl Street Sessions at the Wine Gallery. But what type of music did you grow up listening to?
I grew up listening to...
more or less the punk stuff?
I started in the punk realm, and then the record collection just grew and grew and grew over the years, and it's just anything and everything.
Right.
I love music. Name it, I probably like something close to it.
Well, this Hatties project is more or less, you know, indie folk, if far from your punk rock scene, right? And how did that sound come to be?
I don't think I was ever the best guy for a punk sound. I don't know. I loved a lot of the energy of that music, but I don't know, for whatever reason, we've played sort of just more or less what comes more naturally to us, and that's how it comes off.
Right. You know,
it doesn't seem to be more...
you got to eat those microphones here in our studio.
Apologies, sorry.
You sounded so far away right there.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Again, Hatties in studio. They're playing tonight at the Pearl Street Sessions. If you can't come and hang at the Wine Gallery, you could hear it, you know, online and on the airwaves. What were you going to say there, Jessica?
Oh, I was just going to say this radio station has really inspired us to start working on it and really get serious about it, you know, because we like to stay local and play local. And, you know, we have a family, we have a daughter who's going to be 3 next week. And so, but it's nice to come down here and, you know, in town and still be able to play our own music.
Well, we'll always have a radio station here. If there's anything else you want to promote or share to the world or new music to test out.
Yeah.
You know, that's why we're here.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We're stoked on you guys.
You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you so much. I feel like we are too. People are taking notice, and I think we're very relevant as far as what we do for new music and you know, independent artists.
Absolutely.
Like that's yourselves. Awesome. It's a duo. It's the Hatties. When was the last show you played? It was a benefit last weekend, right?
Yeah.
Just on Sunday, we did a short set at the community garden in South Laguna. They're doing some fundraising stuff and just overall
it's a really good
garden garden awareness activities that are taking place.
Yeah.
So that's an uphill battle, you were saying, because they need to raise like $1 million.
It's definitely a work in progress, but everybody's on it. There's some great people putting a lot of time and effort, and we're just happy to be able to help out the little bits we can where we can.
Awesome.
It's a great place to hang out with our daughter, and we're part of the sharing garden with other families, so it's It's really cool.
Very cool. Very admirable cause, you guys. Yeah. Well, tonight you're not playing. I guess you're benefiting the whole community by spreading the joy and playing some music tonight at the Wine Gallery.
Yes.
So you floated me two tracks. We heard one, which was recorded at our studios a few weeks ago on the Radio mm-hmm. Neighboring show. This next one is a cover. Now, how did that come to be? Where was it recorded? And what cover song is it, you guys?
Oh, it was recorded here when we did the Radio Neighboring show.
Okay, so there's another live track.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Right, and yeah. It's a Tom Waits cover. We're big fans of
right.
Tom Waits.
Yeah. He's a tough one to try to cover. You're kind of really, you know, taking a chance, but I think it comes off well, and obviously I don't have a Tom Waits voice and can't get anywhere close to that, but it's a great song, and I think you know, you got to be careful when you're picking who you're going to cover, because some of these songs are already so good.
Right, yeah.
So we're not trying to in any way claim that we've bettered Tom Waits songs.
No,
but,
man. You got to put the Hattie's yeah. twist on it.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
and we just have fun with it.
Tonight we're going to be doing song. Our own originals, but we also have a Black Keys cover, a Dolly Parton cover, and
lovely. Can't wait for it, you guys.
Lots more.
This is going to be great.
Yeah.
Going to be great. So let's rip into this song. We'll come back, talk more.
Okay.
Right. Live from our Pearl Street studios, member-supported KX93.5. This is a Tom Waits song done by the Hatties, All the World is Green, on KX93.5.
Thank you.
There you go. Everybody's mic is on in the studio. That was the Hatties, All the World is Green. That's originally a Tom Waits song done brilliantly by the Hatties. They're in studio right now.
Hello.
We are member-supported KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, and that song was brilliantly done right here in our studios. Using just the existing mics that we have, I thought that sounded damn good.
Well, oh, yeah.
Thank you.
We got to get you guys in the studio,
yeah.
a traditional recording studio. Is what's on the horizon, and can we anticipate like an EP or full-length record from you guys soon?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've got a scheduled recording up at a studio. It's actually a friend's studio that is in Laurel Canyon up in L.A. that we have done some recordings at before, but...
The talented engineer Ron Manis.
Yeah, he's
How did you link up with that guy?
You know, I'm a general contractor, so I hooked up with him via an architect I knew, and we did a big project at his house, and got to know him, and he and I clicked off real good based on music.
Ron
is actually he owns a music publishing company called Alfred Music, a huge music publishing company. And ever since Ryan has been his contractor, you know, he always, when he's in Orange County, he's always hitting us up, wanting to take us to dinner and hang out. And so last time we were at dinner with him, he said, you know, come up to my studio, record, I'll mix it, I'll, you know.
Right. Yeah, he was a sound engineer before he kind of took over the it was really a family business, which has been a great source for music, sheet music for Jess especially, because she uses tons of music, and that's what they
Suzuki
did.
Suzuki and for teaching violin and
No kidding.
Yeah,
right on.
So we'll head into that studio in June. So yeah, I think probably more along the lines of an EP, like a five song deal.
Looking forward to that. And remember us in your liner notes, you guys,
of course.
You say thank you to everybody.
Of course.
Yeah,
I'm kidding. Just kidding, but seriously, I kid because I care.
Well, we'll do a CD release party here. Maybe at the wine gallery again.
We could certainly do that. In fact, we're doing an art walk thing on Thursday. You know, the first Thursday of the month is art walk here in Laguna Beach. We're just starting it up. We're going to do occasional Thursdays as well downstairs. But this Thursday, we're going to be in the courtyard with live music. Got an artist from San Diego coming up. So we'll test it out on the outside courtyard area.
Nice.
See how that is. Again, this is the Hatties in studio. They will be performing for our Pearl Street Sessions. I can't believe it's time for another Pearl Street Sessions. It's one of my favorite nights. It really is. The community comes out, and they support the radio station, and they support the artists as well as the wine downstairs.
It's gaining momentum, right?
It totally is. Yeah, we couldn't be happier with the progress so far on our little Pearl Street Sessions.
That's
you guys
awesome.
Go to school for music or not so much?
I did. I went to Cal State Long Beach and majored in...
Oh, cool. You're a 49er? Is that what they are?
No, a dirtbag.
Dirtbag.
The dirtbags, I thought, was just the baseball team.
Oh, that's right. 49ers. I should know this. I was mainly in the music department most of the time.
So you studied, I'm sorry, what sort of music?
I studied, I was a violin performance major. So I graduated in 2003. And I've been here in Laguna for the past 13 years, teaching privately and gigging also, you know, between here and... L.A. and San Diego also. So
and you've
right on.
Taught at a lot
oh,
of
and I'm in the Dana Point Symphony I got in this year. That's down in, obviously, Dana Point. But the city is supporting the symphony, and about every concert that we play has been sold out. And the last concert that we're playing is... Yeah,
that's good.
We played Beethoven's Ninth, forget the date, April 5th, and the whole place. There were people standing watching us.
Amazing.
Perform. Yeah, it was amazing.
Wait, so that's all said and done, or are there more performances on the horizon?
May 31st, we're playing Shostakovich, Stravinsky, and
amazing.
Saint-Saëns.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
May 31st.
DanaPointSymphony.com. Yeah, check
thing?
It out.
Is that Father's Day? No.
No,
is that,
Mother's Day is May 12th. So no.
So I don't know. I don't even know. Again, you guys, it's no secret. You guys are married.
Yes.
You do have a 3-year-old.
Yes.
How has that helped and or hindered your musical aspirations?
Well, we stay home a lot, so we don't really get out. Just practice music now.
May seem like you'd have a lot of time to play.
We want her to play the cello. So I brought home a little cello for one of my students, this little quarter-sized cello, and I said, hey, why don't you try it out? And she just could not put the thing down. Of course, it was too big for her, but she just kept sawing at it and singing ABCs with it. So hopefully she'll grow up and, you know, join our band and play cello with us.
That's beautiful.
Whatever instrument she'd like to play.
That's awesome. Anything you'd like to say to the general public who might not be familiar with the music of the Hatties thus far?
Well, you could get to know us. You know, we're on Facebook, Hattie Music, and we have a website, hattie-music.com. We were telling Mookie that's mainly geared towards events right now because we do a lot of events, playing weddings,
right,
private
events.
Right,
you will not only teach somebody how to play the violin, but you guys will also play somebody's wedding.
Why not?
You guys have a tremendous body of work already to dip into, plus you pay tribute and you do a bunch of cover songs as well, which people seem to like.
Well, I mean, nowadays, you know, the young bride doesn't want classical music. They want to hear maybe a Beatles cover or maybe a Black Eyed Peas cover, you know, walking down the aisle.
I would never want to hear
and
that. But that's just
But it actually comes out pretty cool, you know, with violin and guitar. So.
Yeah, you get some interesting picks. That's the same place. You just have to do it.
But we'll do it. We'll play covers and...
All right. Again, so you're performing tonight, Pearl Street Sessions. If the a lot of people out there have not been to a Pearl Street Sessions quite yet, it's going to be fun. It's one of my favorite nights of the week. Yes, it's an awesome time. And again, if you're not there, you could always tune into KX93.5, hear the audio from your performance. So what do you say? I guess no rush. But what do you say we stroll downstairs to the wine gallery
soon?
Yay.
We could do a mini sound check.
Yes.
And whatever else we need to do to get it all together.
Okay.
All right.
Looking forward to it.
Again, it's the Hatties in studio.
Thanks again for having us.
Yes. Absolutely. Member supported KX93.5 right here in Laguna Beach.